All right, so I was telling someone this morning that since it's German Fest, I thought, well, I'll do some kind of German Fest sermon, right? And then I got these readings and I went, how the heck am I going to do this? So bear with me because I do bring it around to German Fest eventually. It does all work. We'll see if you think so too. So, sauerkraut. I looked up various recipes for sauerkraut. Now, Mary covered some of this, so I'm not going to go into the details here. But basically, sauerkraut, I think, is absolutely delicious. I used to hate it when I was little, but I have grown to love it. And it's one of those things, especially if it is homemade, not out of the can. It's really, really good. Two ingredients, basically. You have cabbage, which is shredded up really small, and you have salt. Two basic ingredients, that's it, and thyme. You may have to add a little brine, I'm told, just to make sure that the cabbage is covered in liquid, but for the most part, it's cabbage and salt. So, it's very, very simple. Simple ingredients, simple process, and it makes something very, very delicious. Well, okay, here's where we go a little afield. Because as I looked at the scripture for this morning, I went, well, you know what? God is at work in both of those scripture readings in kind of the same way as making sauerkraut. Bear with me. Let's look at David, first of all. We're going to go in reverse order here. David, we think about as this big king. I mean, here's a man who had everything at his fingertips. He ruled a kingdom that had all kinds of promise and potential. He stuck with God, even though he did a lot of wrong stuff. But he stuck with God, and he could do anything he wanted. He had a lot of power. And so when we think about David, that's pretty much what we think about. But do we remember that he was just a simple shepherd boy? The youngest brother, so the most insignificant of all of his family. And God worked with him to make him a great nation. Now, in the scripture today, there's this whole conversation between Nathan and God, and then Nathan is supposed to go and tell David because David's feeling bad. David's got all this stuff now. He's got a beautiful house of cedar to live in, and God is still in a tent somewhere. And God's like, I'm okay with that. David doesn't have to build me a house, but David's lineage will. David's descendant will. And so God says, instead of you building me a house, I'm going to build you a house. And it's going to consist of your descendants. And so what happens? God uses David and his descendants to build not just that house for God of cedar, but a great lineage that eventually leads to who? Jesus. That's where this is going. Now, God is also using other people in this process. It's not just one ingredient. It's not just cabbage. If you let cabbage just sit in a stone crock, it's just going to rot. It doesn't do all the great stuff it does to become sauerkraut. It has to have other ingredients. It has to have other processes. And so God uses other people. God uses Nathan, the prophet. God uses David's descendants. God uses Bathsheba to give those descendants. God is using more than one thing. Simple ingredient, simple process leads to something good. Now let's look at the story of Mary. So this was our first reading today. You heard those wonderful songs of Hannah and Mary last week. You got to sing some great music to go along with that. And so we heard the joy there, but this is the story. This is the story of God saying, okay, Mary, guess what? I got a job for you. So how does this look like sauerkraut? Well, think of Mary. Think how unimportant Mary was, just common, ordinary, everyday, insignificant cabbage. That's all she was. She had no significance according to the standards of her time. She was no one of importance. She didn't have a bunch of money. She didn't come from a family where people were going, oh, we want to marry into that family. And so Mary is just simple. Simple. But who else does God use in this story? Well, God uses Joseph. God uses Elizabeth and her son, who becomes John the Baptist. God uses shepherds, common people, who lived on the fringes of society to help spread the word. And God uses the Magi, who arguably were very, very important people in their culture, but they were foreigners. They didn't belong there. And God used them to help Joseph and Mary understand they needed to go and leave because Herod was after them. There are stories and stories like this in the Bible. What happens at the end of Mary's story? Nothing less than our own salvation through Jesus. Here comes the magic. German Fest. This is a part where I had to get a little creative. I had to extend the readings a little bit today to get to this point. But German Fest, think of what it is. It is simple ingredients, right? Potatoes, cabbage, pork, apples, bread. Simple ingredients for food. Simple ingredients for people. These are just our ordinary, everyday congregation members. We know them. We know what they're like. We know their good points and their bad points. And they've just been working their little rear ends off to pull this all together. This is an amazing thing. God uses a desire to do God's work. And that makes a huge difference. So we have simple ingredients. We have people. We have food. We have this desire to do God's work. And it needs lots of people. It's not one person doing this. Just like it wasn't just David building this house of cedar for God. And it wasn't just Mary bearing Jesus. It isn't just cabbage. It's something else. So God puts all of this together. Lots and lots of people. Lots of donations. Lots of interest. Lots of desire. Lots of desire to do God's work. And what does it lead to? Mary did a really good job of talking about this, so I'm going to shorten up what I have to say. It leads to people being helped in our community. That's what it leads to. Here's the process. I'm going to remind you of this, because we have money to give away in this fund. The process is keep your eyes and ears open. Notice need in our community. Where are those people who could use that extra help? Where are the people who need a hand? Then you let me know, or you contact the office, or you get in touch with one of our German Fest folks, one of the coordinators, and you let us know so we can make sure that people get help. That's why we do this. And so then I have to go back to what Mary says. This is on the cover of your bulletin. How can this be? And I put it over a picture of a sort of a Germanfest dinner. How can this be? What happens to Mary, the explanation for Mary, is that the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. That's how all of this can be. How can cabbage and salt result in something so yummy? How can people come together on a big project like this that helps a whole community? How can bread and wine, common everyday things, be the body and blood of our Lord? How can simple water wash away sin? The power of the Most High will come upon you. Germanfest is a celebration of heritage, but more importantly, it is a way to help others and share God's love. That's why we do it. And so the power of the Most High comes upon us, and we can do good because of it. Amen.